How much is the Cato Daily Podcast worth to you? We certainly enjoy putting it together for you, and we know from all the positive feedback that it's an important part of many of our listeners' days. If you value our distinctly libertarian perspective, I hope you'll consider joining our new podcast sponsor program. If you visit cato.org/podcast sponsor, you can learn about various levels of support and the benefits you'll enjoy as a Cato sponsor. For example, if you become a patron sponsor by giving $1,000 or more, I'll personally thank you on the podcast, and you'll get the regular benefits of being a Cato patron as well. If you prefer, you can donate in a friend or family member's name as well. It's the perfect gift for someone who values liberty but has everything else. Learn more about the benefits of becoming a podcast sponsor at cato.org/podcast sponsor. And as always, thank you for listening. This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 11th, 2017. I'm Caleb Brown. The Pentagon will undergo an audit. That may seem routine, but consider this. It's never happened before. Not once. But does an audit of the Pentagon mean we'll see a change in military strategy? Chris Preble, Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, discusses what that audit might mean. It seems very surprising that the Pentagon would engage in a full-scale audit, and that's because it's unlike every other department in the federal government. It's never happened before, despite the huge budgets that the Pentagon has.
That's right. It's never happened before. Every other government agency, every other department is subjected to regular audits, yearly audits. In most cases, the Pentagon never has been. It has been – it's supposed to have been ready for such a thing over many years, and it consistently moves the goalposts. The new comptroller, David Norquist, is treating this – he has an opportunity to demonstrate to the American people that the money, the vast amount of money that is spent in the DOD is wisely spent or can be accounted for. I wish him well, but I am skeptical that it will work.
Okay. So one of the reasons that the Pentagon maybe has never been audited is that there are reasons to keep military stuff secret,
sure.
Perfectly legitimate reasons.
Right. So there are two arguments against an audit, one of which is what you just said, that because of the need for secrecy and limiting public access to information about what the military spends, that an audit could somehow undermine American security. I've never found that to be very credible. We publicly debate the defense budget down to extraordinary detail. There are obviously elements of it and the intelligence community as well that are, you know, in the black budget, so to speak. But the fact is we do have a public debate over what the military spends, or at least what the military is supposed to spend as far as Congress says, but we don't actually know what it spends and whether it spends it wisely. So I'm not particularly convinced that about the national security arguments against an audit. The other argument is somewhat related, which is we just simply can't have our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines worrying about the money that they spend because they're too busy defending us all from harm. And here again, this suggests that the only way to keep us safe is to spend money recklessly. And again, that's not accurate. It's not fair. That's not how the Pentagon works. That's not how the vast majority of people working in the Department of Defense work. And so again, I think that's why Norquist is treating this as an opportunity to demonstrate that by and large, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are spent every year in DOD are for the most part spent wisely. And the only way that you're going to know that for certain is a full comprehensive audit.
From the defense.gov, the press release that they put out, they estimate that the Department of Defense has $2.4 trillion in assets.
Correct.
It seems to me almost impossible to get this process going and finished, at least even on an annual basis. It would be an extreme challenge. This is a multi-year process.
Right. It is a multi-year process. It was a multi-year process merely to get the various departments within DOD, that is the various service departments, audit ready. that itself was a multi-year process. So yes, this is not going to be an annual thing by any stretch. Just by virtue of just accounting for assets, as you point out, mostly infrastructure bases and things like that, and equipment. Even that all by itself is going to be an enormous undertaking, leaving aside the annual expenditures, you know, consumables and salaries and things like that that go on every year.
So to what extent will an audit reveal facts that provide intellectual ammunition for people like you who make the case that, well, the problem isn't necessarily so much the fact that the Pentagon is spending a lot of money. The underlying problem is that the Pentagon is tasked with doing so many things in so many far-flung places.
Right. I mean, I think that we should be willing to scrutinize even the money that the Pentagon spends well. That is to say, the money that they spend as they are supposed to pursue a strategy that, in my opinion, is grotesquely grandiose and unnecessary for U.S. national security, for unnecessary to actually keep us safe. And so even if the audit determines definitively that every penny that is spent in DOD every year is spent wisely, which is impossible, of course, even if they were to do that, we would still need to have a very serious debate in this country about what it is we're asking our military to do. On the point of whether or not this gives ammunition to critics of Pentagon spending, we don't have any shortage of examples of money spent unwisely or on weapon systems that have taken too long and not delivered in a timely fashion, or cost overruns and the like. Those things have come to the surface repeatedly, even without an audit. Might we discover a few additional tidbits in the course of the audit? I suspect so. But again, we didn't need an audit to prove that that some of the money the Pentagon spends does not actually contribute to our safety.
Does it? Would an audit contribute to the idea that there is a lot of spending, a military spending that gets done that the Pentagon doesn't want?
Perhaps. And so perhaps the Pentagon could use this as a vehicle to sort of push back on Congress and the micromanaging that occurs in terms of, you know, writing into the various defense budgets things that the Pentagon doesn't want. Sure. But again, we don't need an audit for that. People can go through what is requested by the Pentagon, by the executive branch, and then what is actually granted to the Pentagon by Congress. There's, you know, every year there are elements that creep in there that shouldn't be there as far as the Pentagon's concerned. So that's so again, I don't think the audit is necessary for that. I think that one of the reasons why I've supported an audit, even though I have some doubts that it's going to have long-term implications, which is that we have to remind people periodically that that the Pentagon, in the words of Jim Antle, is not an honorary member of the private sector. It is, in fact, a government agency. It is a bureaucracy. The fact that the military is the most respected institution in the country does not invalidate the fact that it is a government agency. It spends money as any other agency that conservatives don't like Interior or EPA. And so in that sense, it is not inappropriate at all for the Pentagon to be subject to the same sort of audit rules as other government departments.
As I like to point out to my Republican friends who complain about bureaucracy, one of the foundational works of public choice economics, William A. Niskanen's Bureaucracy,
yes,
was written while he worked at the Pentagon.
While he worked in the Pentagon. It's absolutely correct. I don't think it is no one should be surprised that a department that is likely to spend close to $700 billion in 2018, that there are vast sums of money that go around that do not advance, you know, sort of the end product of the Department of Defense, which is to defend us. We also have to concede that part of the reason why the Pentagon is so sort of favored by conservatives is that it does allow them to spread money around in ways that they could not do through other government agencies that are in disfavor among conservatives who consider themselves fiscal conservatives. It's like in defense, we can do whatever we want because – and if those dollars flow to various constituencies and that makes them more likely to support us the next time around, it's military Keynesianism. It's just a different form of government spending.
Overseas contingency operations is a popular way to spend more money on the military. Some of it over the last several years may have been legitimate emergencies. We must spend this now in order to protect a mission, to protect soldiers. But getting that under control, and it's been in relative decline in recent years, but getting that under control, does an audit help with that?
I'm not sure about that, actually. That's a good question. I think that we have to remember the Overseas Contingency Operations account was created to fight the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan before the Budget Control Act. The OCO has become such an attractive slush fund for, again, for nominal fiscal conservatives because it provides the illusion that the Pentagon is adhering to the Budget Control Act spending caps, but the OCO account is exempted under BCA. So I think the reason why the OCO has grown relative to the size of the wars that we're actually fighting is because of the BCA mostly. And I don't know that the audit's going to get into that much. I think the most important part of the audit is likely to be the physical infrastructure and assets of sort of getting a handle on what that entails, whereas the OCO is an annual expenditure and is budgeted accordingly.
So, but according to you, the what we need to be thinking about is the problem here isn't the fact that the Pentagon might be doing great things with relatively little efficiency. Mm-hmm. It's that it might in the future, even with an audit, be doing the wrong things or many of the wrong things with greater efficiency.
That's absolutely correct. This does not obviate the need for a serious national discussion about what it is that we want our military to do. Without that conversation, no amount of audit or scrutiny or sort of oversight can solve the much bigger problem, which is our overly ambitious grand strategy.
Chris Preble is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. This holiday season, consider supporting the Cato podcast and the broad mission of the Cato Institute by visiting cato.org/podcast sponsor and learn more about the benefits of sponsorship. That's cato.org/podcast sponsor.